Today I want to take the time to quickly talk about how I became homeless. It's been roughly 2 years. It was September 6, 2016 that I got up and I decided to pack my bags and never move back into an apartment ever since. And I just wanted to talk a bit about what prompted that decision and how my life has changed since then. Quite some time ago, about probably like 5 or 6 years now, I was asked, how much stuff do I own? It made me really curious. I have this weakness for questions that sound simple or very simple questions with a complicated answer. And that definitely fit this question. I had no clue how much stuff I owned. Even though the question sounded so simple, like it was fascinating to me to understand that the answer to that question was not obvious at all. So I decided to start creating a spreadsheet. And I started going through my apartment and I collected everything and I indexed everything and came up with a list of everything that I owned. You can still find that spreadsheet today on cedricwahlberger.com/list. Like that's the full list of everything that I own. So that started a long time ago. And as soon as I had that list, I had a number. I saw how much stuff I owned. Even though I consider myself living with very few things already after I've moved from New York to London, Berlin, and everywhere, I thought I didn't have much, but I had probably 600 plus items at the time. And another thing that I found interesting was that it took me at least 2 or 3 months to put everything on the list, because there was stuff I would discover here or there that I did not previously know I had consciously. So I had this list and now I had a number. And of course, that triggered me to start thinking about like, how do I get lower? Like, what is the stuff that I actually need? Like, how low can I go without compromising on the experiences and connections I can have in my life? So I started thinking like, if I could only own one pair of pants, which pairs would it be? If I could only have one pair of shoes, which kind of pair of shoes would I keep? And so on and so forth. And it was a continuous process that led me down to about, I think, 127 items, including every spoon, every couch in my apartment back then. And so in September 2016, I just came back from, I think it was a business trip to New York or Miami. I came back for just one night, and the next morning I was gonna go to Amsterdam. That morning when I got up, it hit me. I was like, why do I still have an apartment? Kind of felt like I only came back to Zurich to be in that apartment and spend the night in an apartment then. Because if I'm already paying for it, I might as well use it, right? If I'm paying several thousand Swiss francs per month, I might as well use that apartment. And that morning it kind of dawned on me and I was like, that does not make any sense. Why would I ever want to be there for something physical, for a thing? Things should be there for me, give me value, and it should not be vice versa. It should not be me spending time for a thing. And that's kind of when it dawned on me that I probably don't even need an apartment anymore. And that's when I moved out. That's when I packed my carry-on. I think at the time it was probably 70 things, 70 odd things. And then after a week, I realized this is probably gonna be live for a lot longer. This is not something that I can just do for a month or so. It's something that I can do for longer. And I remember in October, so roughly a month later, I went through my list, got it down to 64 items. And I wrote a blog post detailing why I had given up on having more stuff and got a lot of positive echo. And I felt like with all that support, like there's really nothing that can go wrong. I saw it as an experiment. Like I see many things in my life, some go wrong, or at least I learned something, and some go right. And I largely increased my quality of life. And so it's been that September 6th that was quite an influential day in my life. I gave up on having a home and I've never felt homeless since then. That's the beautiful part. Like a lot of my friends have hosted me since then. Right now I'm at my parents' place. It's a very beautiful place right by the lake. It's just been one very positive experience. That's the story of how I became homeless. I hope you're having a great day and I will talk to you tomorrow.